This week on the Coastal News Roundup, the state gets a big chunk of money for coastal restoration, but not as much as it hoped for. Plus details on an upcoming project on Lake Pontchartrain. WWNO's Travis Lux talks about the week in coastal news with Mark Schlefstein, environmental reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
How's it going, Mark?
Doing fine, thank you.
So there are all these different pots of money that the state has for coastal restoration. One of them is royalties from the oil and gas drilling offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's because of something known as GOMESA, which is short for the Gulf of Mexico Energy and Security Act, which is a federal law. The state was hoping to get about $140 million, but it's looking more like $80 million. So what happened?
Basically, what's occurred is reality. There are two things that worked against having a lot of development. The first one was the price of oil and gas, which has been fairly low comparatively speaking. So that's reduced exploration in the Gulf of Mexico. And the other was this six-month moratorium that occurred immediately after the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
What does that mean, though, for the next couple years of coastal restoration projects if the state was planning to have more than it does? Is it going to delay any projects?
To begin with, the state has been looking at this, keeping it sort of on hold as to what it was going to put the money towards. It's been expecting to put it towards more levee projects than coastal restoration, especially because it's getting lots of other money from the BP spill to use for restoration. So the first batch of money that it's getting, it's putting towards fairly small levee projects like the one in Lafitte that will be, you know, basically a 50-year kind of levee.
So is this going to keep happening given that this big pot of money is tied to largely the price of oil? Is this a problem for the state that it's going to have to keep dealing with?
Yeah, it could be a problem. The Gulf of Mexico seems to be a rich source, and there, you know, there's lots of room for development out there that would provide as much money as the state expects to get from GOMESA, and maybe even a little more if it can convince Congress it's actually looking at both increasing the amount of money it gets from offshore to 50% and getting rid of this $500 million a year cap that is on all GOMESA money going to all states in the Gulf.
Let's switch gears here and talk about a different funding mechanism. One of those is grants, and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation is giving money to two coastal restoration projects in Louisiana. One's going to help restore some marsh in Terrebonne Parish, and another will restore a little piece of marsh along Lake Pontchartrain in Jefferson Parish. Why is that one needed, the Jefferson Parish one?
Putting these kinds of wetlands in there could help reduce the effects of storm surge moving through it, and also waves that are on top of that, so that could be helpful. And in addition, when you add that stuff back in there, it's helping wildlife in the lake, especially the fisheries. So it's a win-win for, I think, everybody.
So is there a current concern right now that levee in that spot is weak or anything, or is this just sort of a long-term strategy?
That isn't a problem, but what the levee authority in that area and the parish is concerned about is that at the moment there's a riprap rock along that edge. That rock is already sinking, and there's a potential for the waters to erode portion of that away. So this just adds protection. It's something that we're going to have to keep doing. We're going to have to raise that levee as well as sea level rise occurs and the water in the lake gets higher as well in the next 50 to 100 years.
Mark Schlefstein is an environment reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.